Democrats and Republicans avoid a budget showdown for the time being.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon in for Jeremy Hobson. The government is supposed to run out of money this Friday. Both sides, though, appear willing to pass a two-week extension that includes some cuts, but really just gives lawmakers time to debate the larger issue. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports on the small cuts that make up the two-week budget.
This latest stopgap bill would cut $4 billion, mainly from programs that President Obama has already proposed cutting, including a reading program and state election funding. The short-term bill would also eliminate almost $3 billion in earmarks, those spending requests for special projects in congressional districts. Republicans and Democrats are still wrangling over spending. House Speaker John Boehner says the spending squabble doesn't have to cause a government shutdown.
We have a moral responsibility to address the problems that we face. And that means working together to cut spending and to rein in government, not shutting it down.
Congress never did manage to hammer out a budget bill for this year. The two-week stopgap bill would allow more negotiations on a spending measure to fund the government through September 30th, the end of the government's budget year. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
A mixed bag in Europe at this hour. Stocks in London down 0.5%, but Frankfurt and Paris have both nudged into positive territory, albeit by a tiny fraction. Oil prices are still weighing on markets around the world. The cost of a barrel of crude has gone up another dollar today. The rising cost of crude keeps pushing prices at the pump higher, mostly due to the ongoing unrest in the oil-producing nation of Libya. In some U.S. cities, a gallon of gas has already hit $4. And as Marketplace's Eve Tro reports, that is widely considered a tipping point for consumers.
People take round numbers more seriously. Think of the four-minute mile or your 40th birthday. Economist Greg Daco says gas prices are the same. When fuel hits $4 a gallon,
consumer confidence drops more than it would just according to rising gasoline prices.
And nervous consumers will spend less on other goods and services.
So there's a bit of a substitution effect that goes on there.
If those high prices stick around, gas sales go down as people reconsider how much they drive or even what they drive. Sam Jaffe is with IDC Energy. He says $4 gas changed the car market in summer 2008.
Prius sales went out the roof. That psychological barrier has a huge impact on the car buying decision.
This time around, more companies have hybrid and electric cars ready. But remember, in summer 2008, more people had jobs. It could take prices closer to the big $5 a gallon to spur sales today. In Los Angeles, I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. By Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by Constant Contact Email Marketing, providing small businesses and nonprofits with personal coaches to help them succeed. ConstantContact.com.
Did you watch the Oscars last night? That gala has taken place for almost 10 years now at the Kodak Theater in the center of Hollywood. The complex that includes that theater was partly paid for by public money. Now, though, a $25 billion hole in California's budget means that stream of public money may soon end. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins has the story.
The Kodak Theater is the gilded center of the Hollywood and Highland complex. There's also a high-end hotel, a fountain, and a four-story mall. Local resident Marion Gore says she comes here as little as possible.
It's really not user-friendly. Not on any level, not for shopping, not for, you know, events that I've come to.
Hollywood and Highland is one of thousands of projects in California, partly paid for by community redevelopment agencies. The state agencies help finance projects through bonds and then use a share of the property taxes to pay off debt. For Hollywood and Highland, the agency kicked in nearly $100 million of the more than $600 million it costs to build the place. Then, 3 years after it opened, the developer sold the complex at a huge loss. And that was before the real estate market collapsed. Bob Blue is with a Hollywood preservation organization.
by any stretch of the imagination it was a financial failure.
But the complex did help attract tourists and shops to the area, which also includes the Hollywood Walk of Fame, Grauman's Chinese Theater, and Madame Tussauds Wax Museum. Madeline Janis is on the board of the L.A. Redevelopment Agency.
You go to hotel owners in Hollywood, and they'll say, thank God for the Hollywood and Highland Project. It helped us bring our business back.
Dozens of states use redevelopment programs to finance similar projects. But now, California Governor Jerry Brown says his state's agencies should be shut down. They locked down as much as $5 billion in taxes that could be put toward education and other programs. Stephen Frates teaches public policy at Pepperdine University.
There's no question that it is distorted development. And in terms of distorting cash flows of government, you can make a strong argument that its time has passed.
California lawmakers are still debating whether the state should roll up the red carpet on projects like Hollywood and Highland, and other states will be watching. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally this morning, you've probably heard that Chrysler commercial that celebrates the Motor City, the one where the announcer suggests Detroit is like no other city in the country.
Now, we're from America, but this isn't New York City, or the Windy City, or Sin City.
Well now, since we're making comparisons, it turns out Detroit has more in common with Sin City than it's letting on. The Detroit News takes note this morning that the city's trio of downtown casinos is actually now outpacing not only Atlantic City's troubled gambling market, but Las Vegas as well. While Detroit's trio of casinos reported a rise of almost 3% in revenue last year, the take in Atlantic City actually plunged almost 10%, and gaming income in Nevada remained virtually flat in 2010. So our cars might be imported from Detroit, but it seems that's not all the Motor City has been up to lately. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
5 years ago, Arizona was doing pretty well. The state budget was up and so was spending, but you know what they say.
State policymakers sometimes forget to realize that the economy goes up and down. When you're at the bottom of a deep hole, you need a ladder to climb out.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. How the recession buried Arizona's budget. It's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.